from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Can we talk about starting lineups here for a second?
Of course we can.
I don't. Somebody in the chatty house asked this question. Shaka Zulu Galaxy Gaming.
Ooh.
Thanks for tapping in, Chuck.
Okay.
Honest question. Can we be more successful if Keegan is on the bench? No. No short answer. But I think this gets to an interesting question about what the Kings starting lineup looked like last night and how the Kings responded with that starting lineup last night. And then when you look at that and you look at how Keon Ellis played, not only defensively, but just doing the right things offensively, leaking out and getting an easy bucket for a dunk. He knocked down an open three. When you look at how he impacted the game, and then you extrapolate that, you look and you go, man, he's been actually really good for the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then WillZStats.com pointed out, you know what? Davion Mitchell is way better when he plays next to Keon Ellis as well. Keon Ellis is just this connector. He's just a really, really good player for them. And it begs a question, for me anyway, why not just start Keon?
Yeah,
Over Kevin Huerter, by the way, not Keegan Murray. That would be the move I would make. You're moving Kevin Huerter to the bench, moving Keon Ellis into that starting lineup.
I get it, and I don't disagree. I mean, he gives you better range. He gives you better defensive presence. He gives you better energy. He's a really good three-point shooter, and it's something that, you know, even De'Aaron Fox has pointed out. He's shooting 37.6% on the season from mm-hmm. three. He can knock down a shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's the type of player that the Kings need moving forward. They need these 3-and-D active players, and, you know, we talk about the Bruce Browns of the world, you know, those types of guys, the Kentavious Caldwell-Popes,
mm-hmm.
the guys who don't mind doing the dirty work and not getting all the glory, diving on the floor. Yep. Every once in a while, they grab a big rebound. Every once in a while, they come up with a huge defensive stop or a steal. And I get it, and I don't disagree with you. I just think that at this point, you're sort of pot committed for the 2023-24 season with the group that you had last year, the group that you have this year, and you run the risk of losing somebody. And I don't know that that's, you know, that you should be fully concerned about that.
Yeah.
But at some point, you do have to be a little bit concerned about it.
No doubt. The fact that Keon Ellis was as impactful as what, he was a plus 27, a team high.
Yeah.
Plus 27 while scoring 7 points.
Well,
that's hard to do, man. And it wasn't, oh, he was doing cardio. And no, he was impacting the game. Mike Brown got asked about this last night. And here is what he said on this, and it taps in a little bit to what I think you just said, and that's why I want to play it here.
No, I think you know, Keon, we can get him on the floor at any time. I think you know, our starters have done a great job for most of the year, and I just have to keep trying to find opportunities to get him on the floor for longer stretches.
And that's valid, because I think you're right in that if Mike Brown were to just do that, let's say tonight,
mm-hmm.
he goes, man, Keegan's ready to go. Kevin, you're sitting. Keon, you're starting. I think Kevin Herter's gone. I think he's fried at that point.
Checked out. Yes. And
that is where a lot of this comes in, where I sit here and I go, I can sit there up in section 105 or wherever we are, and I can go, why not just start this guy? Like, look at how good he is. And Mike Brown talked about all the things he does well. He does this well, he does that well, the hustle plays, the fighting over screens, he can knock down a three, offensively he's good. Talks about all this stuff, and it's like, well, then why would you not want that guy? And it's that. It's what you just said.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, we'll just take Kevin Herter and we'll put him on the bench, and then you have just some good bench scoring. Some good rebounding, a little distributing for Kevin. It's a good piece to have on the bench. That is not something that I think Kevin Herter would be amenable to.
No, and I think that what you're doing is if you're installing Keon Ellis in the starting lineup, right now you have two players. Mm-hmm. If you make that move, you now have one.
No doubt.
And that one better be good enough to cover all the bases, because the other guy probably is gonna struggle after mm-hmm. that. And like that's the dynamic of being a head coach in the NBA.
It's tough, dude.
Like I know there are so many fans that are out there and they're just, you know, yelling and screaming on social media about every single thing that's going on with the Sacramento Kings mm-hmm. in every moment. And this might be the new thing that Keon Ellis should start, that the Kings are 5-0 when he does start.
Yeah.
But you're managing so many things as a head coach, personalities. You're managing expectations from the front office and ownership. You're managing all of these things. And at the end of the day, your goal is to win. Mm-hmm. And Mike he's got to figure out a way to give his players the best opportunity to come away with a win. And each player within a larger group, like mm-hmm. how do I find a way for Kevin Herter to help us tonight?
Yeah.
And clearly you have him come out firing. That's what we mm-hmm. saw. And if he's not hitting, man, he misses his first four shots. I don't know how you can keep going back to him in a game. No. But he comes in, he hits a couple of shots. Next thing you know, he's really active. I thought, again, he's still trying to play aggressive without fouling. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it looks really clunky because he's trying to be aggressive, but that aggressiveness is not who he is. And so,
correct.
You know, so it's almost like when you go out on a basketball court and you play with like a linebacker mm-hmm. and every time you try to go one way, he just like wraps you up and you're like, dude, that's a foul. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And so Kevin is trying to be that guy, but he's struggling to figure it out and how to play within the team, you know, the team defensive structure. Is he getting picked on? Sure. Like there are plenty of times where he is.
Yeah.
But I don't think the answer is just as easy as install Keon Ellis into the starting lineup.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think Kevin Herter this is anecdotal. I'm not going to say leads the league. I think he has one per game, the foul, where when you're watching, you go, why did you do that? Last night, he fouled Giannis, where Giannis had inside position and elevated to lay it in, and Herter just whacks him on the arm. Like, that's so unnecessary.
Did he make the shot?
Yeah, he made it.
Yeah.
He gets an and one off of Kev, you weren't going to block that.
Nope.
And getting beat by Giannis in the post is not the end of the world, man. No one's expecting you to win that matchup. And then whacking him on the arm, like that's double losing. So here's where I sit with this, because the more I thought about it last night, I think that you're right. Okay, you can start Keon Ellis, but you run the risk of Kevin Huerter, who has he been less effective this year than he was last year? No doubt. But has he been a useless NBA player? Not in the slightest.
No.
So you run the risk of him becoming that, though. If you put him on the bench and he does not respond well, and Mike Brown knows Kevin Huerter infinitely better than I do.
Yeah.
I think he knows that if Mike Brown knew in a perfect world that Kevin Huerter, or if Kevin Huerter came to him and said, "Hey, Mike, Keon, we are a better team when Keon starts and when he's on the floor. Let me come off the bench. Let me get some shots with the second unit and let's mix it up that way." I think Mike would be super open to it. And maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he'd be like, no, because of X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, we saw the response when he got benched in the preseason. Imagine getting benched in game 67 after you've been a starter for 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you in on a secret, though.
All right.
Not necessarily you. I'm letting people in on a secret I have. I think Keon is going to start a playoff game.
Hmm.
Where, because that's a type of in-series adjustment where maybe the Kings go down 2-0, or maybe they're down 2-1, and Huerter is a minus 16 in the first two or three games. And it's just really clear, like, man, he's getting picked on. Teams are game planning to get him in actions defensively. He's struggling with his shot as a result. I think that's where you might see an adjustment, because at that point, it's all hands on deck. You got to figure out how to win this series.
Yeah, it's we got to get through it.
Yeah.
So I don't disagree with you. I would add that, you know, Keon Ellis is now eligible to play in the playoffs, where he was not earlier in the season.
He's Keon eligible.
He is Keon eligible. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, I think he's a player that gives you something different. It's mm-hmm. a wrinkle that the Kings desperately need.
Mm-hmm.
It's the player type that you desperately need. He might be good enough to be that player,
mm-hmm.
and you have to give it more time.
Yeah.
But you also have to understand he's a second-year player who was undrafted, who hasn't played all that much. Even his first year, he didn't play that much at all
mm-hmm.
in at the NBA level.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just different. He's got to learn each and every player. He's got to learn offensive schemes and everything to a T.
Yeah.
And he's been there the whole time, all season long. He hasn't been back and forth between Stockton and Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always, you know, it's always a risk messing with what you have. And maybe it's the right move, but it's also, it's a move that becomes a lot more complicated and needs to be. It's not just a head coach making a decision that.
Knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. This is something that has to be done. And you know, that's what Mike said last game, just to point it out. He said, I'm not going to do a knee-jerk reaction. And just because one player's had a couple of good games, one player's had a couple of bad games, I'm not going to do a knee-jerk reaction. The gravity of Kevin Huerter as a shooter still draws everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Keon Ellis can hit. He's probably 3-point shooting is probably a higher percentage than Kevin Huerter, but that doesn't mean that he has the same gravity that Kevin Huerter does as a shooter, the same reputation that the team's game plan to stop Kevin Huerter doing it. And so it's just different.
Yeah. Teams are living with it. If Keon Ellis is going to knock down 4 threes in a game.
Yep.
They're going, all right, hey, let him shoot that. We'll live with that. No doubt. I will say last thing on this, you mentioned he has to, you know, learn the offense, learn the ins and outs. He hasn't been in this spot before. One of the things Mike Brown did mention with Keon last night is how ready he has stayed despite, okay, he's getting some minutes here. Okay, now he's going to be out for 2 weeks. Okay, now he's going to be in the rotation for 6 days. Okay, now he's going to be out of the rotation for a week. And he still has been a really, really consistent performer all year. That's why I have confidence that he can step in a bigger role and be effective. But to Mike Brown's point last night, that bigger role can come without mixing up the starting lineup.
Yeah.
And maybe you start seeing reduced minutes versus coming out of the starting lineup entirely, because that stuff matters, man.
It does. Yeah. Well, that, and I would tell you too, one last thing on this. Keon Ellis is exactly today in the NBA the same exact player he was in college, mm-hmm. the same exact player he was at the high school level.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he is. He's a defender. He's a 3-and-D guy. It's yep. his path to the NBA. He understands his path to the NBA. He understands his role. He's going to stay in the box. He's going to do what it is that he's asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something there. It's a blessing to have a player who isn't trying to prove that he's the next Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
That he's Keon Ellis, who does exactly what Keon Ellis is supposed to do.
Yeah, no doubt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.